It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull joined by Tim Cutting live tonight on WCDO as we come to you from BG as the Bobcats host the Delhi Bulldogs tonight, week three of the high school football season. Tim, welcome into the booth.
Thank you, Nate. I'm just really excited about this because every time these two get together, we're in for a treat. A couple years ago, we had an unbelievable finish in the game.
Yes, we did.
And, you know, I expect the same tonight.
We'll talk about that as well as many other things here during our Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals. You can choose from nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. See them all online at butlerautosales.com. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Quickly, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, set to be a good one tonight. BG comes in with a record of 2-0, a very strong start to the season, and a lot of chatter around the Bobcats program as to the good start to the season. Delhi comes in 0-2. They had a tough one, losing by a touchdown last weekend on the road at Harpersville Afton. So Delhi trying to right the ship here early in the season, and BG trying to keep things going, trying to stay undefeated, as, you know, maybe trying not to look ahead as Sydney looms in week four next Friday.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully they're not looking too far ahead because they definitely have the Bulldogs in front of them tonight, and we know that, you know, traditionally that's always a good game, and we talked about it a little bit earlier. But I'll tell you what, this high-powered offense right now, Petrattoni is averaging 17 yards a carry, folks. 17 yards. I don't think I'd stop giving him the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Petrattoni also 8 touchdowns, 7 on the ground, 1 through the air. And as Tim said, the senior running back averaging 17 yards a carry. He's got 356 yards rushing already on the young season. So we're going to talk about the BG Bobcats and the Delhi Bulldogs a little bit more. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll break down this matchup. The Bulldogs and the Bobcats are going to get it on here tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Marabit. So, if you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. You can listen online anytime at WCDOsports.com. You can go back and click on our game audio archive as well. That's all brought to you by SFCU. You can go back after this game tonight, any of the games we've done earlier this year or even last season across football as well as basketball, softball, anything that we've done on the radio, we save and put it right there on WCDOsports.com. So, Tim, as we get ready here for Delhi and Bainbridge-Guilford, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Boy, we did 2 years ago have a fantastic finish here. As I was looking back this week preparing, 2 years ago, right here on this very field, Delhi with a last-second touchdown to win that game. Last year, the game was over at Delaware Academy, and BG won that one pretty easily, pulled away by a couple of touchdowns. So these teams back and forth from year to year, but boy, 2 years ago. And sir, let's see if my memory's right here. I remember that all BG had to do was knocked down, pretty much kind of a Hail Mary pass, tipped off someone's hands right into a Delhi receiver's hands into the end zone for a game-winning touchdown.
That is correct. That's exactly what happened. The young man jumped up, and all he had to do was knock the ball down, and he tipped it up in the air, and it ended up in the receiver's arms behind him, and he waltzed into the end zone.
Still one of the craziest endings to a high school football game I've ever seen, and it left the Delhi fans in jubilation on the far side here at the BG facility. And I just remember the Bobcat sideline here where the press box is just dead silent. I mean, it was quite the turn of events.
Yeah, it definitely was, and I'll tell you, you had to feel bad for the Bobcats because, you know, it was just an awful way to have that game end, you know. I mean, the kid did everything right except knocking the ball down, or he could even if he had caught it, the game was over, you know. I mean, either way. So it just was a really weird way to end the game, and I'll tell you, the other thing that I remember in the last few years with these two playing each other is the catches these kids are making are absolutely amazing. There's stuff you see Odell Beckham doing, you know. I mean, it's like, it's nuts. The one I remember the most was down on the left side of the press box.
Yep.
It was right in the corner, and the kid did a 360 in the air to catch the ball, and he brought it in. I can't remember his name, but what a great grab.
I want to say that was Alan Terzo, who's a senior this year, wearing number 10, so we'll be seeing him in action here tonight for BG. We have seen some great catches in this rivalry over the last 2 years, and hopefully we see a few more tonight. Some other local games that we'll be keeping an eye on tonight include Unitego Franklin. They're on the road at Green, so we'll be keeping an eye on the Spartans and the Trojans. The Oneonta-Norwich matchup is tonight, so I know we'll get some updates from there, and of course, we have the Delhi and BG matchup here as well. Tomorrow, we will have Sydney and Deposit Hancock. We have Newark Valley and Harper Zilafton, as well as Walton with a home game as well. We're going to pause right now for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll continue on our Butler Auto pregame show here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. As before we went to the break, we were going through the schedule for tomorrow. Sydney is at Deposit Hancock. These are all 1:30 games tomorrow. Harpersville Apton is hosting Newark Valley, and Walton is hosting a non-league opponent in Cario Durham Catskill. So that's a team out of Section 2. So those are the games tomorrow.
That school sounds like a law firm.
Yes, it really does. Two other games going on tonight. Tonight is the official start of the eight-man football season. Unadilla Valley is at Newfield, and Oxford is at Clinton in an eight-man game. So we are going to do an eight-man game in a couple of weeks when UV takes on Oxford. I believe that's on October 12th. So we'll do our best to brush up on our eight-man rules and see what happens. So
yeah, that's definitely going to be a change. One thing I was looking at here, because we were provided stats by the BG coaching staff tonight, and I was just looking down at this rushing thing, and there's 58 attempts they've done this year as far as rushing the ball to 7 attempts passing.
Yeah, this is a game that I think we'll see a lot of action on the ground. I don't think, the first 2 weeks of the season we've seen Sydney in week one and week two taking on Green and then taking on Unitigo. They love to throw the ball. I think tonight we might see a more traditional ground and pound from both these teams.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know what that means, Nate? We might get out of here at a good time.
Yeah.
Usually when we do the Sydney games, we're there till 10:30.
Well, we've heard from a lot of people. Week one we did Sydney and Green and a lot of other coaching staffs. When they're out of the game, they're scouting or something. If they play on a Saturday, they try to jump in the car and maybe catch the end of the game we're at. And, boy, most of the coaches said we drove the whole way home and still got to listen to the end of that game. So it was a very long game, that's for sure.
It definitely is. It blows my mind because we're getting texts from referees and
yeah.
People saying, what's the score of the Sydney game? And we're like, how much time left? And you tell them, and they're like, I can't believe
it.
We've been done for... however long, and Sydney's still playing.
BG is going to receive. They are going right to left to start things off. They are in the navy blue uniforms tonight. They're new uniforms, I might add, and they look pretty sharp here. The BG helmet is a navy blue helmet with a white trim, says BG on the side, and they have the gray pants tonight. Delhi is in the gray pants, the white tops, the maroon trim, and the white and the maroon helmet. So they will kick off. And BG will have the opening possession on offense tonight. Little squib kick is going to be fielded at the 30, picked up here by the Bobcats. 35-40, still on his feet to the 45, out to the 50. Running here is Gabe Sherman into Delhi territory before he's brought down at about the 43-yard line. That's good for about a 30-yard return, Tim.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Gabe Sherman just took it right up to the right side hash, off the right hash, and took it right up the middle and carried a couple of the tacklers with him, got into Bulldog territory. They'll take over first and 10 at the 44.
So again, BG comes in 2-0, and they are led by the senior QB, Evan Heiser, who will orchestrate the offense here tonight. Delhi comes in 0-2, losing a heartbreaker 14-7 on the road at Harpersville Afton last Saturday. In the shotgun, Heiser's going to hand off. And running to the left side will be Garrett Ives. Good for about a gain of 3 or 4 as he crosses the 40-yard line here for BG.
Tough 3 or 4 by Ives right there. And he was brought down by number 72 from the Bobcats. And we don't have his number.
Well, Delhi, number 72, bringing him down. We'll get a check on that. As Heiser will set up here on a 2nd and 5 for Bainbridge-Guilford. Man in motion, they'll hand off. This is Petrotoni, cuts back, he's in the clear, and there goes Petrotoni. He's going to take it to the house for a 40-yard touchdown on his first touch of the night, and the Bobcats are on the board.
Petrotoni just absolutely just dropped two of the players from Delhi, just faked them out completely with his juke. He was running to his left, sharp cut back to his right, and gone.
Well, you can see why he might average 17 yards a carry so far this season. That's his 9th touchdown. Nick Petrotoni, it's like once he got through the initial layer of the defense, he downshifted and he was gone.
Yeah, there was definitely no one going to catch him. That was for sure.
So a good opening drive. Only took 2 plays after a solid kickoff return, and they'll go for 2. Here's Heiser in the shotgun. Heiser will fake. Now he's going to throw to the outside. This one is batted down. Good defense there by Delhi. Coming up from his safety position would be... Well, we have another number not on the roster here, and number 10 knocking that one down. So a good play. Oh, that might have been 80. That might have been Alex Taylor coming up from his safety position to knock that one away. Either way, it's a 6-0 lead for Bainbridge-Guilford. We're not even a minute into the game. We'll step away. It's BG 6, Delhi nothing here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
An early 6-0 lead for BG over Delhi, 11:13 to go in the first quarter. Two plays on that drive, and Nick Petrottoni runs it in for a 40-yard scamper to give the Bobcats a 6-0 lead over visiting Delhi. So a good opening drive there for the Bobcats, making it look easy. Some good blocks from the linemen really open up that hole, and Petrottoni was gone.
Yeah, and you just said it, Nate. The lineman did a fantastic job because that was a massive hole. I mean, he really never even got touched at all going through the line, and then once he got into the second level, it was over.
And so BG with an early 6-0 lead, and now we'll see Delhi for the first time tonight. Warren Pardee is back to receive, as well as Jake Pitcher. So we did go through the roster with the Delhi coaching staff before the game, but sometimes things happen. Jerseys rip. Maybe you get a little blood on there, so there might have been a few changes. We'll check on that as soon as we can for you. Tommy Palmateer will kick off. This one goes into the night sky, and it'll roll out of bounds at about the 15, bringing up a flag, so tack on a few extra yards there for the Bulldogs as they'll start their first drive going left to right.
Yep, they'll get the ball first and 10 on the 35.
So BG with an early 6-0 lead, 11:13 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell alongside Tim Cutting, week 3 of high school football. And boy, Tim, a beautiful night here in Bainbridge. The field looks great, the setting sun. I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather here for the first couple of weeks of the football season.
Yeah, it's definitely been really nice, and, you know, just makes you think about what the South is going through right now. You know, I wish them all the best down there in the Carolinas and anywhere else that the storm is headed.
Yeah, we hope everyone will be okay over the next couple of days down south as we enjoy some beautiful weather here tonight in upstate New York. So here is Delhi again going left to right, and under center is the sophomore quarterback, Luke Brannigan. Brannigan will hand off here to Brody Silk. Cox tries to get to the outside, and he's tackled there on the outside by Palmateer, who came over and really rocked him out of bounds.
Yeah, he got away from Ives, and I think he thought he was okay, and all of a sudden there's Mr. Palmateer with a heavy, heavy hit.
So Silk Cox, also a sophomore running back, tries to get to the outside, has nowhere to go. And, you know, talking to the Delhi coaching staff and Phil Newman, their head coach, said, "My team is young, especially on paper, but even more than that, a lot of these guys who are sophomores have early birthdays, so they could really almost be freshmen in a way." And so this is a young rebuilding team for the Bulldogs this year. We'll have a flag on a 2nd and 10, and this will be a false start going against the Bulldogs.
Yep, false start. Got a little jumpy over on the left-hand side. The end on that side wanted to get a little bit of a head start. He was going to block down on the end there, so... And that end was Mr. Palmateer, so I would definitely want to head start myself.
11:05 to go, first quarter. BG already with a 6-0 lead over Delhi on a 40-yard run in his first carry of the game for Nick Petrottoni. Only took two plays on that drive after a solid return, which got BG some great field position on their first drive of the night. So here is Delhi on a 2nd and long. They're going to throw over the middle. This one goes to Taylor. One-handed catch, and he's got it across the 45 to the 50 before he's brought down. Big-time catch there by Alex Taylor, looking like Odell Beckham there.
That was absolutely what I had been talking about earlier. I mean, just absolutely one-hand grab right there. Beautiful. Right on the money, and got the first down yardage and is into Bobcat territory at the 43.
Taylor's a great athlete, especially a very good baseball player, and so he brings all those skills to the football field, and a heck of a catch there, moving the chains, and Delhi is into BG territory. They're going to stay in the shotgun. Here's Brannigan, will hand off, and got some running room on the far side to the 30, down to the 25 before he's tackled by Petrottoni. Good carry there by the junior, Warren Pardee.
Warren Pardee with a first down carry right there, and got a first down, and now the ball is going to be spotted down at about the 27.
So the Bulldogs trying to answer with 10:35 to go, first quarter. It's BG 6 and Delhi nothing, but the Bulldogs are on the march. They're deep in BG territory, down to about the 28 here, Tim.
Yeah, that was a nice two-set play right there. Two plays right in a row. First downs for the Bulldogs.
So here is Brannigan again in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. They'll hand off to Party again. Hits the hole. First down a little more as he stretches out and gets down to about the 15 before he's brought down.
Yeah, and there goes the chain crew again. Three plays, three first downs. Nice job by the Bulldog offense. The line is really firing off the ball right now.
And Party's got some big-time holes to run through, and he's able to pick up another first down there for the Bulldogs. Clock continues to move. We're 2 minutes into the contest. It's already a 6-0 game for BG ahead of Delhi, but Delhi's on the march. They're down to the 16-yard line.
The first couple of plays, they didn't think they were going to be successful, but then that one-handed grab got them going.
Brannigan gets the play from the sideline. He's in the shotgun as we hit 9:45 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for BG over Delhi. Here's Party for Delhi, left side again, dragging defenders across the 10 down to about the 7 before he's brought down.
Good carry on first down, but not good enough for a first down, but only 9 yards on that play. Take 9 yards every time.
Gabe Sherman makes the tackle for BG as well on the far side with Petrotoni. And so here we go. This will be a second and short here for the Bobcats. Down to about the 6-yard line. As Delhi is in great field position here. Again, Tim, you said it, those first few plays of the drive kind of stalled out. And since then, they've opened up some big-time holes. Here's Brannigan with a man in motion. That's Taylor. Instead, they'll hand off Party. Hits the line and brought down as he tried to go through there by Damian Stafford. Maybe a gain of 1.
Damian Stafford with a real nice play right there, and short gain, not for a first down, though, so it'll be first and goal to go for the Bulldogs.
Green with an early 6-0 lead over Unitigo. Logan Kennedy with the touchdown. So the Trojans get on the board early over at GCS tonight. 8:35 to go, first quarter. Delhi running some clock on this drive. It's BG 6, Delhi nothing, but knocking on the door, here are the Bulldogs. Under center now. Brannigan will hand off a little fullback run here. Busting his way to the outside will be Tom Rueker. I don't know if he got in. He's going to be very close to the line. Petrotoni, as well as Paul Mateer at the bottom of the pile, bringing him down, as well as Brendan Rofes.
Yeah, that was a real tough run right there. Number 46 was hanging on for, or 48, excuse me, 48 was the ball carrier. And he definitely didn't get in. He's about an inch short based on where the down marker is.
Tom Rueker with a nice run there for Delhi.
Second goal to go.
7:55 to go, first quarter. BG 6 and Delhi nothing. But again, the Bulldogs trying to punch one in. Brannigan is under center. He's going to try a little QB keeper here, and he's in. The Zebra crew says he's in, got just enough, and Delhi has tied it up at 6-6 on a touchdown by the quarterback, Luke Brannigan.
Yeah, nice little job right there. The quarterback just went up and tapped the center on the hind end there, and he snapped the ball, and no call, and right up into the end zone he went.
So the QB sneak gets the job done, a good push by the line, and it looks like Delhi is going to attempt the extra point with 7:45 to go in the first quarter, and our kicker will be Brody Silcox. Holder will be Mike Griswold. And let's see what the kicking game brings to the table here for the Bulldogs. Snap is good, hold is good. Silcox tries, but blasts it right into the line. So it's blocked, and our score is tied up now, 6-6. BG and Delhi with 7:45 to go first quarter. We'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
What is variety? Variety is from dental floss to Decon, from phone jacks to furnace filters. Variety is Village Variety in Unadilla. From baby bottles to back scratchers, mailboxes to motor oil, Village Variety in Unadilla. From party supplies to potting soil, shelving paper to shower caps. So, I ask you again, what is variety? Exactly. Village Variety in Unadilla. They have everything you're looking for and more. Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. 369-9444.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A beautiful Friday night here in Bainbridge for high school football under the lights as BG and Delhi are tied 6-6 with 7:45 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. A little squib kick is fielded by Tommy Palmateer, and he bulls his way to the outside. He's brought down by a host of Bulldog tacklers there. Coming up off the bottom of the pile was Pat Monahan for DA.
Palmateer showed a little athletic ability right there. I didn't think he knew what to do with the ball in his hand, but he did. He took right away and went right down the field. Nice little return, and Bobcats will start their second possession at about the 38.
And so BG goes right to left to start their second drive. Their first drive only took two plays before Nick Petrotoni took off for a 40-yard touchdown run. Here's Evan Heiser, the senior quarterback with a man in motion. He'll hand off to Terzo in the backfield, and he's brought down on the play. Crashing through was Tom Rooker for the Bulldogs to bring him down.
Rooker came from his linebacker spot on a blitz and just absolutely ended that play for a 2-yard loss. So it'll bring up second down and 12.
So let's see what Coach Israel Lormer reaches into his bag of tricks to come up with here on a second and long. Clock is moving, 7:15 to go. First quarter, we're tied 6-6 between BG and Delhi. A good, exciting start to this game, Tim. We really didn't know what to expect. You know, BG 2-0, Delhi 0-2, but still early in the season. You never know what you're going to get here on these Friday nights.
That's for sure, Nate.
Terzo on a second and long. We'll hand off to Petrotoni. Cuts back, but the line brings him down. And again, coming off the bottom of the pile, Tom Rooker, the sophomore, wearing number 48 with the tackle for the Bulldogs.
He stopped her, though, just shy of the 40-yard line, so it'll bring up third down and 7.
6:40 to go in the first quarter. Again, tied 6-6 between Bainbridge-Guilford and Delhi here tonight. Delhi trying to make a statement on defense and stop this drive on a third and about 10 to go, I would say, maybe 11. So here is Heiser. He's going to take off, runs to his left, tries to throw, but Taylor was right there, got his fingertips on it, knocked it down, and BG's going to have to punt this one away.
Taylor from the on the right defensive end did a fantastic job. He wasn't going to get to the quarterback, so he, right at the last minute, he just jumped up, put his hands up in the air, batted the pass down. We're going to have our first punt of the night.
And so BG, barring any trickery, will punt this one away. Ball is on their own 35, so I would be, well, about the 39, excuse me, I would be surprised if they tried anything here. We'll see if maybe they punt it away. Palmateer is in the backfield, and he has done a majority of their kicking, and so we'll wait for the snap. Goes to Palmateer. He will punt this one. Good boot here by Palmateer, high into the sky, and it's going to take a little bit of a Delhi bounce, actually, before it rolls out of bounds. And so Delhi is going to start their second drive, going left to right on their own, about the 37-yard line.
Delhi didn't even have a receiver back on that punt, so it was probably a good thing it did bounce back for their towards their end zone.
6:15 to go, first quarter. Tied up 6-6 between Bainbridge-Guilford and Delhi. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight. Jim Tomeo's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Off to a great start here. Back and forth. If you're a neutral fan, you might be enjoying this one just because it's been end-to-end action so far. And so Delhi will start again on their own 37-yard line. And, you know, that first drive looked like it was going to stall out, but that great one-handed catch by Alex Taylor really seemed to spark the Bulldogs and get them going.
I think the offensive linemen from the Bulldogs just absolutely got so excited after watching him do that one-handed catch that they just started firing off the ball, and they were just creating huge holes on the left-hand side.
Brannigan hands off to Party. He's got nowhere to go there. Runs into a wall of white and navy blue as Garrett Ives brings him down. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play.
Nice little play by the Bobcat line to stop it and after the short gain.
5:50 to go, first quarter again. Tied 6-6 between Delhi and BG. Could we have another thriller on our hands here tonight, folks, as we did 2 years ago on this very field where it came down to the last play of the game? So Delhi here on a 2nd and 8. Brannigan is under center. Rolls out. He's going to keep it here and try to turn the corner. Brannigan's going to get 5 yards. First down and more across the 50 to the 40. Brannigan still on his feet to the 35 before he's tackled from behind by Gabe Sherman. So a QB keeper ends in about a 35-yard carry there for the sophomore QB, Luke Brannigan.
QB lead power sweep that was right there. Nice little play by Delhi, and Brannigan just took it out, followed his blocker, was real patient, waited for the block, and then cut back off of the block.
Well, of course, a couple of years ago, you might remember Luke's older brother was the quarterback, Ben Brannigan, for the Delhi Bulldogs, so it runs in the family. Maybe he's talked to his big brother a couple of times, gotten some tips. And so here on a 1st and 10, a little pitch to Party to the left side on a sweep. Party to the 35, to the 30, takes a big tackle on the far side from BG's Alan Terzo to bring him down.
Alan Terzo from his cornerback position did a fantastic job and probably saved a first down and maybe even a touchdown on that tackle, bringing him up 2nd down and 2.
Delhi moves the ball down to about the 26. One thing I'll be interested in talking to the Delhi coaching staff, is they said, you know, late in that game last week against Harpersville Afton, we started to run out of gas. And, you know, they're using a lot of energy right now on some of these drives. We'll have to see how it goes as the game wears on. 4:30 to go, first quarter. Tied 6-6 between BG and Delhi. Here's Party on a second and short. He turns the corner, very close to a first down as he gets almost to the 20-yard line as Delhi is deep in BG territory. Not sure if he got it, Tim.
The markers have moved, so I hope they did. Moved before the referee even spotted the ball. So it is first down for the Bobcats, just at about the 24.
So the Bulldogs pick up the first
Bulldogs,
down there.
Excuse me.
We're going to have one of those B nights.
B.
Bulldogs and Bobcats here tonight. So 6-6 the score with 4:10 to go in this first quarter. Bulldogs moving the ball well as they are just about to enter the red zone. They hand off the Party again, finds some daylight, and picks up about 5 yards as he busts his way up the middle before he's brought down by BG's Petrotoni.
Party's all of his runs so far on the left-hand side have been absolutely phenomenally successful. The right side, not so much, so their left side of that offensive line is really moving some people over there.
So Delhi will have a second and short coming up. Ball spotted on about the 15-yard line. So Delhi on their second drive of the night, looking to punch it in, maybe get some more points on the board. 3.5 to go, first quarter. We're tied 6-6. Here's Brannigan, hands off, and barreling into the pile there is Tom Rucker, maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, Rucker's doing a really nice job from his linebacker spot. He's shooting the gaps and stopped that play for maybe a gain of one. Bring up third down and a long two.
Yeah, this is a big-time play. BG's deep. Or BG on defense as Delhi is deep in BG territory. But, you know, third and two, if they don't get it here, you got a decision to make.
Yeah, I'm thinking after the extra point, they're going to probably do four down territory.
2:55 to go, first quarter. Tied 6-6. A little sweep. They go to Taylor. He's got some daylight, and he's going to run it in for a Bulldogs touchdown. Fooled everybody on defense. Swept it out to the left side and scores for DA.
Nice little inside reverse handoff to Taylor, and he took it in for 6 points.
So Alex Taylor with that nice catch, which we have both agreed really sparked Delhi on their first drive. Now he picks up a running touchdown, and it's currently Delhi 12 and BG 6 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. So about a 10-yard run on a sweep to take it in there for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it was really nice design misdirection type play. Everything was flowing to the right side, and then Taylor came back to the left with an inside handoff, and there was nobody over on that right-hand side for the Bulldogs.
Looks like Delhi will go for two after they missed the extra point on their first attempt, and now we're going to have a timeout on the play taken by Delhi. They want to talk things over. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. It's currently Delhi 12, BG 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back out of the Delhi timeout. 2:50 to go, first quarter. It's Delhi 12, BG 6. And after the touchdown there by Alex Taylor, Delhi took a timeout, and they'll talk things over here as they set back up to try to go for two. And so this is Brannigan in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to pitch it, come back from left to right. They look like they want to throw a little design play right through the hands there of the intended receiver on the play, which was Grant Decker, and it falls short.
Little sweep, halfback pass kind of thing, and it just went right through the hands of the intended receiver, so it is 12-6.
And so Brannigan handed off there to Mike Griswold, who was sweeping from left to right, and then Griswold threw it into the end zone, but right through the intended receiver's hands. And so, as Tim said, it's Delhi 12, BG 6 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter.
Two misdirection plays on that drive for Delhi. One was successful, the other was not.
And so now Delhi will kick off, BG will receive, and you wonder, how did the Bobcats respond now? You know, they had their first drive, they scored on the second play from scrimmage. Petrotoni, a 40-yard run, they're up 6-0, off to a great start. Since then, 12 unanswered points. and kind of some domination here by Delhi a little bit.
Yeah, that left side of their offensive line is doing a fantastic job. It seems to be that's where they're running at. They're running right at Tommy Palmateer, who's the right defensive end.
And so Delhi will kick off, a little squib kick, fielded at the 35, up to the 40, and back across the field here to the 45, and then brought down, as on the return here is Mason Brown, maybe picked up about 7 yards on that return play.
Yeah, Mason Brown with a nice little return. He started over on the right side and came over to the left, so the ball is spotted right in the middle of the field. It is going to be at about the 42-yard line of the BG Bobcats.
And so the Bobcats, again, in the navy blue with the white trim, the gray pants tonight. Delhi's in the white tops with the gray pants and the white helmets. BG on a first and 10 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. They'll try to hand it off up the middle, and they'll be good for about 6, maybe 7 yards here as Garrett Ives comes off the bottom of the dog pile.
Garrett Ives with a nice run on first down, and he was brought down on the play by number 44 and number 68 of the Bulldogs.
12-6 the score. The Bulldogs on top of the Bobcats as the clock runs down to 2:15 to go in the first quarter. We're live here in Bainbridge tonight as it's BG hosting Delhi in week 3. BG comes in with a record of 2-0, Delhi 0-2. Here is Heiser, the quarterback, in the shotgun. He'll hand one off to Terzo onto the outside. Terzo fighting his way forward. Good for a first down. Carried about 2 Bulldogs with him before finally Carl Shelton made the tackle.
Tough determination run right there by Terzo. He, like Nate said, he did get hit early, probably 2-3 yards into the carry, and he did carry 2 Bulldogs with him for the first down yardage. They go into Bulldog territory. It'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats at the 47-yard line.
So just across midfield. Clock moving down to 1:40 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 12 and BG 6. BG with the ball here on their third drive of the night. Touchdown on their first drive, and they had to punt it away on their second as they went 3 and out. Little pass play from Heiser looking for his intended receiver, Alan Terzo, on first down. A pass out in the flat was overthrown and incomplete.
A little swing pass, and the reason that pass was thrown a little too far for Terzo was because number 80, Mr. Taylor, said his name a couple of times so far tonight, made a nice defensive play and made Heiser throw the ball a little bit too far.
Yeah, Alex Taylor, batted one down early in the game on the two-point conversion. He's had a couple of nice catches, just scored the touchdown on the last drive, so he's having himself a good evening so far for DA. Second down and 10 here for BG with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. They trail 12-6. They hand off Petrotoni. Cuts through the tackles. Good for a first down before he's brought down at the 35. Tackled on the play by Jake Pitcher of Delhi.
First down successful run by Petrotoni, and the ball's going to be spotted right at about the 36-yard line.
Boy, when he just gets a sliver of daylight and that speed comes on, he is hard to bring down and just... You know, fantastic track runner in the spring, and that speed translates so well on the football field. And you can't give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
And he runs pretty much up and down. He's not a real low runner, so he can keep an eye on him very easily up here.
BG hands off to Garrett Ives, and he is tackled right at the line. Big-time play there by Rich LaLoche breaking through to bring him down.
Rich LaLoche with a fantastic form tackle there. Stopped the runner just... for a gain of 1. It'll bring up second down and 9.
40 seconds to go. Clock is moving in this first quarter. It's Delhi 12, BG 6. BG with the ball, and they're at the Delhi 35 as they go right to left. So BG taking their time here on a second and 9. Looks like we might have one more play in the first quarter. Down to 25 seconds to go. Clock still moving. Here's Heiser barking out the signals in the shotgun for BG. Here again on a second and 9. They want to throw, and he's flushed out of the pocket. Tries to throw to Ives now. Complete. Ives is going to be very close to a first down. Across the 30. Brought down at the 26 there by LaLoche. And the clock's going to run out here on the first quarter. BG's not going to try to hurry to get up to the line. So that'll be the end of the first quarter. Might be a third down and short, maybe 1 or 2 to go when we come back to start the second quarter. One quarter in the books. It's Delhi 12, BG 6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter live in Bainbridge tonight. It's Delhi leading BG 12-6. As we start the second frame. BG is deep in Delhi territory, now going left to right to start the second quarter on the 29-yard line. This will be a third and one. Can BG convert? They'll hand one off, and crushing his way through is Petrotoni. Needed one, picks up about four.
Yeah, nice little play right there. That was the first misdirection play that I've seen BG run tonight, and faked to Terzo and then gave the ball to Petrotoni for the first down yardage.
I think if you're a Bobcat fan here, it's important that they try to answer on this drive, because it does seem, you know, like Delhi has kind of grabbed the momentum here late in the first quarter and into the second. And so we'll see if BG can turn the tides here, as again, it's Delhi with 12 unanswered points, and they lead 12-6 early in the second quarter. So here is Heiser in the shotgun on a first and 10. Heiser's going to do a little fake handoff here. Does get it to Terzo, who is brought down maybe after a gain of one on the play.
Terzo on the counter to the right side that time, and a gain of about two, maybe one or two, excuse me, and bring up second down and nine.
That looked very Unitigo-esque from last week with, as Tim, I think you described it very well, kind of a blackjack dealer back there with several options where they could hand the ball off, and you never quite know where it's going to come out of. Second and nine for BG. They'll fake the handoff to Garrett Ives. Heiser's going to roll out. Quarterback keeper runs to the outside here on the right side. Pretty close to a first down as he's brought down at about the 12-yard line. On the tackle there was Luke Brannigan.
Number seven, I'm going to give him big kudos on that place. He did not, like most quarterbacks will either slide or, you know, be safe or whatever. Nope. He put his head down and he finished off that run going forward and got the first down yardage.
Heiser's certainly a tough kid at the quarterback position, and you know, Coach Israel Lormer has said for a couple of years, we've been working with Heiser, he's earned it, and, you know, it's his senior season now, and this is his show, and he's got the Bobcats off to a 2-0 start this year, and driving right now, trying to tie this game up with 10:30 to go in the second quarter. Here is Heiser on a first and 10. We'll hand off to Petrotoni. Cuts back to the outside. Petrotoni on the left side. Got a little daylight. He's in for a Bobcats touchdown. His second of the night. And BG ties it up with Delhi.
15 yards for Petrotoni. Add to the stat sheet, folks. 6 points.
Petrotoni, I believe, well, that's his 10th touchdown of the season. We're only in week three.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And like I said, you know, I mean, it's only 15 yards, so it's 2 yards short of his average. But he did have a 40-yarder, so he's still plus.
Unbelievable. 17 yards a carry is the stat coming in for Nick Petrotoni. I mean, yes, he's had a couple of long ones. He had a 78-yard run last week. Had a big one in week one as well. But, boy, he's a heck of an athlete. You can see why he's able to average that high. BG going to go for two here. They'll hand one off to Petrotoni. Hits the pile, diving his way forward. Did he get it? No. Just came up a couple of inches short, so we're tied 12-12.
Wow, I thought he was in. He's a big frame kid, so I thought for sure he was in, but the referees, both linesmen, said absolutely not. So it's 12-12.
10:20 to go, second quarter. BG ties it up. It's 12-12 between BG and Delhi. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, 12-12 between Delhi and Bainbridge-Guilford. We're live at BG tonight. Lights are on here at the BG facility. Sun really setting now as we start the second quarter. 10:20 to go in this second quarter. We're tied 12-12. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO. And BG will kick off. Delhi will receive. We'll see if the Bulldogs can answer once again here, Tim.
Yeah, Palmateer's lining it up, and there's a little bit of an issue going on with the sideline there.
And there's the flag. Before they kick this one off, it's a little squib kick. Delhi's going to let it go out of bounds. And just some miscommunication there by the Bulldogs, or by the Bobcats, I should say. They had too many guys on the field there, and I don't think the last guy got off before he realized it.
Yeah, I think they're going to have the legal substitution on this one. I'm not positive. I'm going to throw that out there, folks, see what happens.
So we'll see what exactly happens here. But you could see right here on the near sideline, there was about three Bobcats, and two of them were trying to shove another guy off the field. Like, you're not supposed to be out here. What are you doing?
What are you doing out here?
And I think that's one of the things that sometimes might get overlooked in high school football. It's such an intricate game where you have to have everything lined up perfectly, practice it all week. It's not easy to get everybody on the same page.
And the other thing I want to say, Nate, is we have, for the first time, we have a referee who threw the flag, and also his hat is gone.
I see his hat over here on the sideline, but
so I'm this is a first.
He must have got pretty animated about that. So the officials all getting together here at midfield to talk this one over. To see exactly what the call will be.
Well, because the ball did go out of bounds, so I don't know if Delhi has the option here or if it's a pre-snap kind of, pre-kick kind of thing. So we'll see what's happening. Yep, illegal participation against the Bobcats.
And so just when you think you have the momentum, something that drives coaches crazy is a little penalty like that, which could give Delhi an extra opportunity here and some extra yardage.
Yeah, so what happens is where the ball went out of bounds, that's where the penalty is marked off.
And so they're going to walk it all the way up across midfield into BG territory. Delhi is going to start this drive on the BG 46-yard line.
Yeah, I did not know, folks. That one is new to me. So apparently where the ball went out of bounds, they got the 15 yards added on.
Hand off here on a first down. They'll go to Party across the 40. Very close to first down yardage for Party as he's brought down at about the 36-yard line by Palmateer and Ives.
And which way did he run, Nate?
Went to the left side.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they like that left side of that offensive line, and they are moving some people over there. Again, keep in mind, Tommy Palmateer is on that side, and that's a big boy to move.
Here's an update on the Green and Unitego game. End of the first quarter over in Green tonight. Trojans leading Unitego 6-0. It's 12-12 here with 9:45 to go, second quarter. This will be a second and two for Delhi going right to left. They'll hand off again to Party. Brought down in the backfield, though. Big-time tackle by Evan Heiser, who broke through and ripped them down.
Evan Heiser shot through a gap and lost a two on the play right there. Nice play by the quarterback, also on the defensive side.
So a big tackle for Bainbridge-Guilford there by Heiser. This will bring up a third and three here for the Bulldogs. Again, they're in BG territory. They're at the 38-yard line. They've scored on two straight drives. And with great field position after a penalty on the kickoff, we'll see what they can do.
Well, you mentioned his toughness, and I'm talking about Heiser. He's the quarterback, but he's also the middle linebacker.
Yes.
So that's a pretty tough defensive position to have to play.
Absolutely no break for him, the entire contest. 8:55 to go, second quarter. Timeout will be taken by Delhi. It's 12-12 between the Bulldogs and the Bobcats here at BG tonight. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 12-12 between Delhi and BG. 8:55 to go, second quarter. Out of the Delhi timeout on a critical third and three here. Delhi is at the BG 38-yard line.
Coach Newman wanted to make sure he had the right play called here.
Little quarterback keeper, Palmatier, breaking through. Brannigan pulls it down. Can he get around the corner? Dives. It's really going to see, we'll have to see if he got out of bounds or if he stayed in. It's going to be very close. A great effort there by Brannigan to try to turn the corner.
Shout out to the chain crew right there. Did the right thing. Dropped the chains, and we'll see once they get respotted how close it is. This is really close.
Well, Brannigan was trying to turn the corner, and he had Palmatier right there trying to clock him, and they'll say that he got it. Yes, he did. Wow, unbelievable, because it looked like he was dead to rights.
Yeah, Palmatier, that's not somebody you want chasing you, but Brannigan did a nice job getting around the outside and just dove for that last 2 feet, which they needed.
8:45 to go, second quarter. It's 12-12 between Delhi and BG. We got ourselves a good game here on a Friday night, folks. Thanks for joining us. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on WCDO. First and 10, ball is on the 36-yard line as Delhi will hand one off to Alex Taylor. Runs to the outside, brought down, ripped down by the jersey there, as that was Heiser once again getting through and bringing down Alex Taylor.
Wow, what a nice play right there. They ran that little inside reverse again with Taylor, and Heiser made a nice tackle in the backfield and got him for like a three-yard loss. So it'll bring up second down and 13.
That was shaping up to be a nice play for Delhi, and I think if he could have turned the corner, he would have picked up 5 or 6 yards, but Heiser said no.
Yeah, Heiser just blitzed from his middle linebacker spot and was right there to grab him and get him for the loss.
Second and 13 now for Delhi. Again, the ball is at the BG 38-yard line. Delhi going right to left. In the shotgun here is the sophomore QB, Luke Brannigan. Lined up to his left is Warren Pardee, the running back. Brannigan's going to go to the air, throws across the middle, and it's incomplete. Pass was intended for Kyle Pagillo, and it was through his hands and down to the turf.
Yeah, and he was blanketed by number 44 for the Bobcats on that play. Nice defensive play right there by
Garrett Ives.
Garrett Ives.
Ives made a big play, because if not, I think Pagillo, again, could have picked up 5, 6, 7 yards and gotten this to more manageable distance on third down. Instead, it's a third and 13. 7:45 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 12.
Got to like it. The linemen for the Bulldogs are in this huddle, and they're trying to get the crowd, their crowd, going over here. They're raising their hands up, saying, come on, make some noise.
So here comes Delhi out of the huddle. Again, three wide receivers split to the left, one to the right, and we'll have a delay of game here against Delhi. Wondered what the call was going to be, so that's going to make it third and a country mile here.
Yeah, it's going to be third and 18, and Bulldogs didn't need that, especially right out of that timeout that they took, which is leaving them with one remaining timeout in the pass.
And they just took it right here. Coach Newman wants to talk things over. We'll take a 30-second break. 7:47 to go, second quarter. We're tied 12-12 between BG and Delhi here tonight on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, here's Warren Pardee to the left side, breaking tackles. He'll move the chains. He's inside the 20 and brought down at about the 16-yard line. And so right before that timeout, we were told that they got the timeout in before the delay of game. So that was a third and 13, and they are easily able to pick up and move the chains thanks to Warren Pardee.
Pardee with a rush right off the guard and center on that play right there, left side, and just absolutely carried three of the Bobcat tacklers with him.
Boy, he runs hard, doesn't he? And so here we go, another good drive put together here by the Bulldogs on a first and 10 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 12-12 between BG and Delhi. Here is Brannigan in the backfield. He tries to avoid the rush. A little 360 on his feet still. Brannigan breaking tackles down to the 5, and he made a play which looked like it was going to be a 5-yard loss into about a 10-yard gain.
That was a total broken play that was positive for the Bulldogs right there. They're going to have first and goal to go, and it's going to be at about the 5-yard line.
Boy, Brannigan just doing everything he could, stayed on his feet. He scrambled and did a really nice job. So as Tim said, it's going to be a first and goal with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. We're currently tied 12-12. Bulldogs trying to knock it in here.
It's going to be one of those games, Nate. It's going to be which defense can stop the other offense on a series. It's going to be just maybe one or two series.
Brannigan hands off, run to the outside, good for about a yard. Shoveling his way forward was Tom Rooker. Second down and goal to goal coming up.
Yeah, Rooker with a little run off to the left side again. It's amazing that we're saying that every time, but that's where they're having their success. So a lot of kudos to the coaching staff of the Bulldogs right now. They're sticking with what's working.
They must have seen something, you know, on the film this week that said, all right, we're going to give that a try, and so far it's worked. BG hasn't had an answer for that yet. With 5:55 to go in the second quarter, tied 12-12, we're right on the doorstep here of the Bulldogs. They'll hand it off, try to go to Pardees on his feet, pushes his way in for a Delhi touchdown, and the Bulldogs retake the lead with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 18-12. DA is on top of BG.
Pardee with a nice little run off the right side, tackle and guard gap and into the end zone for 6 points.
So about a 5-yard TD there for Pardee. And now they will go for the extra point attempt once again. First time they tried this, it was blocked. Brody Silcox will be the kicker. Snap is good, hold is good. This one blasted through the uprights, and it is good. So it's Delhi 19 and BG 12 with 5:47 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break and be right back as the Bulldogs retake the lead on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:47 to go, second quarter. Fresh off a Warren Pardee touchdown and an extra point by Brody Silcox. It is Delhi 19 and BG 12.
Yeah, and you said blasted on that extra point. That thing would have been good from like 30 yards.
Squib kick here by Silcox rolls out of bounds. That'll bring up a flag as it rolled out at about the 37-yard line. So here we go, Tim. Week 3. You never know what's going to happen in local high school football. BG comes in 2-0. A lot of people talking about them. They're the hot team to talk about right now. Delhi's 0-2. And so far, Delhi has said, hey, we're right here and we're ready to play against a very good BG team.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I'll tell you what, they're 0-2, so they're thinking to themselves, okay, we do not want to go to 0-3. And, you know, we always have a good game with these guys. Last year, they came to our house and put a hurting on us.
Yes.
And that's in the back of those juniors last year, now seniors, minds. And they're doing a nice job right now with this offense, with Pardee on the left-hand side and that offensive line.
34-13. BG over Delhi last year in week 3. So that has to be on the minds of the Bulldogs here tonight. First and 10, they'll hand off Garrett Ives right up the gut. Good for a first down into Delhi territory across the 45 to the 44.
Number 44 on the carry, number 44 on the tackle.
Yeah, nice play there by Garrett Ives on the run. And a good tackle on the other side for the Bulldogs by Jake Pitcher. And so can the Bulldogs hold off BG, or will the Bobcats punch it in once again and try to tie this game back up or maybe retake the lead with 5:25 to go in the second quarter? Bobcats are on the march once again. Heiser's going to go to the air. Heiser throws one into the night sky, and this one is fluttering short as he was looking for Turzo, and that wasn't really in the ballpark there.
Yeah, that definitely. Turzo was probably 10 yards down the field further than the ball landed, so there was really no chance of that one getting completed.
Well, we said coming in that both these teams don't go to the air a ton, And so far we have seen pretty much the ground and pound game, but they have tried to throw in some trickery in the air. Hasn't worked out a ton, but there have been a few nice plays by both sides through the air. Petrattoni is going to get it here on a 2nd and 10. Cuts to the left side. Petrattoni still on his feet. Good for a first down across the 30. Petrattoni to the 25, to the 22, before he's knocked out of bounds.
Well, he is tough to bring down, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is. It's just the way he runs, and he is so fast and quick. He gets, you know, he gets bounces off tackles and kicks out to the left-hand side and has kept his feet going and got the first down yardage and then got five more.
So Rich LaLoche finally tracked him down and tackled him at the 22. But BG, with just about 5 minutes to go before the halftime break, is on the doorstep once again. They trail 19-12 currently. They'll hand one off. Here's Terzo to the outside. Cuts back into the middle. Terzo still on his feet, down to the 5. Holding on to the ball here as Rich LaLoche brings him down. First and goal to go for the Bobcats.
Rich LaLoche with a touchdown-saving tackle right there. Otherwise, Terzo walks into the end zone.
And here's what we've been hearing about the first 2 weeks and even the preseason. BG's got speed, and you can really see it with Petrattoni, with Heiser, and with Terzo right there.
Yeah, that's definitely a good weapons to have right there. You have three guys that can run the ball out of the backfield. So, like you said before, he's turning around and there's guys zipping through everywhere and everything, and you're not sure who's got it. But one of those guys has it, and they can run.
4.5 to go in the first half. Delhi 19, BG 12. Here's Heiser under center. Hands off Petrattoni. Hits the gut. Brought down after he lunges forward. Tackled on the play there by Skyler Riggs, the freshman, for DA. And it's going to be 2nd and goal coming up, maybe 2 yards to go to pay dirt here for BG.
Yeah, Riggs with a real big tackle right there, real nice form tackle, kept his legs driving backwards and stopped Petrattoni short of the goal line.
4 minutes to go in the second quarter, 19-12 the score. BG once again trying to punch it in, get right back in this game. Here's Heiser under center, Petrattoni in the backfield, will have a flag on the play. Two wide receivers were split out to the left. And I think somebody jumped early here.
Yeah, and that's really hard to have happen right there, because what happened on that play, folks, is they were running the quarterback sneak. The only people that need to move are the quarterback, because nobody knows when he's going to get the ball, and except for the center. So why anybody else on the outside would be moving on that play, I don't know. It'll cost them 5 yards.
Yep, this will bring up a 2nd down, and it'll still be 2nd and goal. But the ball moves back out to about the 6-yard line now. Clock moving down to 3.5 to go, 2nd quarter. Delhi 19, BG 12. Here's Heiser in the shotgun. Man in motion is Petrattoni. QB keep. The Heiser runs to the outside. He's in, standing up for a Bobcats touchdown.
Real nice block on the right-hand side there. Not sure which Bobcat did it, but it freed Heiser into the end zone. 6 points.
So with 3:20 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 19 and BG 18. And we'll see what BG elects to do here. Looks like they're setting it up to maybe go for 2. And so the QB keeper by Heiser. Good for about a 6-yard TD. And so BG gets it in. And if they could get this 2-point conversion, they would retake the lead. So they'll line up. They'll hand one off here to Terzo, gets to the outside, and he's in. Terzo with the 2-point conversion, untouched there, Tim, as he ran it into the right side.
Inside handoff to Terzo, and he did, just like Nate said, did not get touched. He just walked into the end zone.
20-19, BG on top of Delhi, 3:20 to go in the second quarter. It's an offensive frenzy here tonight. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:20 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 20, Delhi 19. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight as BG will kick off late in the half. This will be a little squibber here through the air, though, and fielded by Alex Taylor at his own 35. Gets up to about the 40, across the 40 to the 44. And so DA is going to have 3 minutes and 12 seconds to work with here. They trail by a point before the halftime break.
Something to remember if you're going to be playing BG later this year. They had both guys, one on the left, one on the right. Palmateer's the normal kicker, and the other guy kicked it to the other side. So a little trickery there on the kickoff.
I believe that was Hayden Burns who actually ended up kicking the ball off. So, again, like Tim said, you weren't exactly sure who was going to kick. And so let's see what Delhi can do with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. They trail by a point. What's been a very entertaining first half here tonight in Bainbridge. They'll hand off. This is Delhi with the ball. Pardee is brought down in the backfield. A good tackle coming through and bringing him down in the backfield there. I believe was Terzo on the tackle.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Just shot the gap and got inside and made the tackle for a loss of about two. Bring up second down and 12.
Clock moving down to 2:50 to go. Second quarter, 20 to 19 the score. BG on top by a point on that last touchdown, a quarterback keeper from the QB, Evan Heiser. And so Delhi working out of the huddle here. One wide receiver split out to the left, two to the right, and two runners in the backfield. Here is Brannigan on a second and 11. Steps back. Brannigan wants to throw, but he's brought down in the backfield by the BG defense, breaking through. Excellent play there. Palmateer was in on that, as well as Terzo with 2:10 to go in the second quarter.
Double twos has made two really big plays right here for Lawson. Now Delhi faces third down in a country mile. I'm going to say 25 yards.
And Brannigan just had nowhere to go. I mean, the pocket collapsed almost immediately on him before he even had a chance to look up and see his receivers.
Well, it looks like, all right, so it's number 22. He's not the biggest guy on the team, but he's playing the nose guard area. And I'm telling you, he is just beating the offensive line off the ball and getting in the backfield, wrecking havoc.
1:35 to go in the second quarter. Running to the outside here now is Brody Silcox. And he picks up, just about 5 yards across the 40 to the 42 before he's brought down.
Yeah, that's still going to bring up fourth down and a long ways for the Bulldogs. And I think we're going to see them punt now, and BG has called a timeout.
So it's BG 20, Delhi 19, with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. BG leading 20 to 19. Just a quick update. A couple of those tackles that we were just talking about made by Jacob Heath for Bainbridge Guilford. So Delhi is going to punt this one away. A line drive punt. Nice job here. Will be fielded back by Petrotoni. Actually, this is Garrett Ives at the 20, and he's brought down as he brings it up to the 30-yard line. And so that's where BG will start, going left to right with a minute 20 to go. Before the halftime break, they lead by a point, 20 to 19.
And BG has two timeouts left, so they can, you know, stop the clock a couple times. We haven't really seen the pass game for BG work yet, but I'm sure they've got plays ready to play or to call.
So. And they have big play potential, yeah, with the speed on the ground between Terzo, Petrotoni, and the quarterback, Evan Heiser. Couple of substitutes coming in now for Bainbridge Guilford. Again, a minute 20 to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll get you some out-of-town scores during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll give you our scoring recap here from the first half as well. Heiser on a QB keeper, runs out to the right side, wants to throw, complete to Petrotoni at the 40. Petrotoni to the 50 before he's knocked out of bounds, and a great play there at the last second by Luke Brannigan to push him out. Otherwise, he might have scampered down the sideline.
That would have been an absolute a drag race down there, because there was somebody coming from the other side that had an angle, but I don't know if he would have been able to catch the speedy Petrotoni.
Petrotoni doing a good job to get out of bounds as well to stop the clock. Ball is at the 47-yard line as BG nears midfield. They lead by a point, 20-19, with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Heiser gets the play from head coach Israel Lorimer on the near side, breaks the huddle, and we'll see what the Bobcats dial up here. One wide receiver to the left and one to the right. Man in motion is Petrutoni. Another pull down here by Heiser. Wants to throw into the flat. Pass is complete and out of bounds at the 30, hauled in by Mason Brown.
Mason Brown with a nice little out pattern to the right side and a great little throw by Heiser. Good for first down and out of bounds. Stops the clock.
So a great job there. He made the catch, knew where he was, got a couple more yards before he stepped out of bounds. So 1:05 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-19. And BG again taking their time. They get the play from the sideline. Heiser runs it in. They're at the Delhi 34. And this would be big for the Bobcats if they could get another score on the board here before they go into the locker room at the break. Heiser with the man in motion from right to left. It's Petrutoni. Heiser wants to throw again. Throws across the middle. Complete to Mason Brown. He's at the 10, the 5 for a BG touchdown. Heiser finds him for a 40-yard hookup. And the Bobcats increase the lead.
Yeah, nice little play right there, but it was a little scary because they had two receivers in the same area, which brought more defenders in there, but the throw was high enough and right into Brown's hands. Good for six.
Yeah, he was really kind of tucking that one into traffic easily. Maybe could have gone the other way, but it was right on a rope, perfect to Brown, and he was able to turn into daylight and score there for the Bobcats with 57 seconds to go before the halftime break.
So two scores in a row and one defensive stop. Remember what I said, Nate. First team to stop the other one.
So BG leads 26-19. They'll go for two. They hand off Petrutoni, left side, still on his feet, rumbling into the end zone. Did he get it? No. They'll say he was inches short. And so with 57 seconds to go here in the second quarter, it's BG 26, Delhi 19. We'll take a break, and we'll come back to wrap up the second quarter here on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Green on top of Unitego, 6-0 at halftime. So that early touchdown by Logan Kennedy, the difference there between the Spartans and the Trojans. Well, we have a battle here with 57 seconds to go before the halftime break. 26-19 after the Mason Brown TD for Bainbridge-Guilford. The Bobcats on top of the Bulldogs. Palmateer kicks this one and it sails out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. And so Delhi with 56 seconds left. Let's see what they can do, Tim.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure, but I believe they don't really need to try to do some points here right here now because they get the ball in the second half. So he could just take it in, take a knee, and you know let the quarter run out, and then go in halftime and make some adjustments. And that's Coach Newman.
56 seconds to go, and again, as we were talking about during our commercial break, Tim, BG's put some points up on the board, but the separation isn't quite there yet. When you're looking at it right now, it's still a one-score game.
Yeah, it's a one-possession game, and, you know, I mean, it's amazing because, you know, they just scored two touchdowns in a row, ran off a couple point, or, you know, double-digit points, and it's still only a seven-point game.
So Delhi going right to left, three wide receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Brannigan calls a man in motion. That's Silcox. Brannigan drops back, throws into the flat. Here's Pardee at the 30. Up to the 35 before he's gang-tackled by Heiser and a couple of other guys, including Palmateer and Jacob Heath, knocks him out of bounds.
Yeah, and I don't think he maybe got one on the play, so it'll bring up second down and nine, but he did get out of bounds to stop the clock. Keep in mind, Delhi does not have a timeout.
Delhi did chew up some of their timeouts early in the first quarter and into the second. And so we'll see what they decide to do here with 49 seconds to go before the halftime break. Again, stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. And they'll hand off here. And here's Pardee across the 30, across the 40 before he's brought down at the 45. Going to be about a yard short here of the first down. Clock continues to move, 35 seconds to go. Can they get another playoff?
Yeah, I believe they will. I'm kind of shocked that, because it is short of the first down, BG could call a timeout and get the ball back, but it looks like they're going to be happy with going in at halftime.
20 seconds to go now as Delhi perhaps looking at their last play of the second quarter. Silcox is in motion, flag on the play. Pardee is brought down after he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Palmateer on the tackle, but a flag on the play before it really got going.
Yeah, I think he's got false start against the Bulldogs, and that's going to push him back even further. It'll bring up third down and six, and the ball will be spotted just outside the 40-yard line.
So BG leads 26-19 as we near the halftime break.
They declined it.
Again, our out-of-town score is Green 6, Unitego nothing. See if we can get you an Oneonta and Norwich update as well. Looks like Delhi is going to let the clock run out here, so our halftime score will be Bainbridge-Guilford 26 and Delhi 19. Delhi will get the ball to start the second half. Entertaining first half here at BG, Tim.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been crazy. Both teams haven't been able to stop each other. BG gets one stop and then runs off two scores to be ahead by 7.5.
Pretty incredible first half here. We'll come back. We'll recap everything for you. Go through a complete scoring summary because there's a lot to report there. But again, our halftime score here in Bainbridge, the BG Bobcats leading the Delhi Bulldogs 26-19. Our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.